I know I didn't really learn my language in school, it's just like learn my English language, and maybe most of the time movies and TV series like Game of Thrones, but like I did pick up some of my English in school, but like, you know, it's too formal, you cannot really apply those English in a day-to-day basis. So and most memorable English language, I think like most memorable and it's kind of equal to the, what do you say, when the time I have the most hardship or whatever. So I would say when I first watched an English movie with English subtitle or without subtitle, it's really memorable in a sense that, like, because I have to look it up in the dictionary all the time in order to understand the movie. But like after, I don't know, 1 or 2 years, things start to be become a little bit better. Yeah. So you can say that I can feel the sense of achievement at the time. So it could be the most memorable moment.
How old were you back then?
Maybe 16 or 17, maybe so.
Like when you first
When I first came to high school.
No, I mean when you firstly watch a movie without subtitles.
Exactly. Oh. You mean like 16 or 17 or something? Well, yeah, because most of the time I just like watch it with the Chinese subtitle, but I don't know, at the time suddenly I want to improve my English, so I just thought, okay, I'm going to watch it with the subtitle or with the English subtitle. I want to learn more words.
Cool.
So I mean, it's so difficult at the same time, though. You have to really punch yourself into the kind of form. So that's it. Yeah,
and
more.
The second question?
What's the most memorable English reading experience? I'm sorry, I don't do reading.
Well, you have to do some reading for your studies.
Yeah, maybe like journal, but the thing is, I don't really read. You can say that I just skim through the journal, skim through. Like, you find you have a topic and you find out the keywords, and then you just like do the Control F or like the, what is it, Command F in the MacBook.
Yeah, yeah.
So you find out the keywords and just like read the part of it, I didn't really, to be honest, I've never tried to finish a whole English book from my whole life. Never, ever.
Okay. Could you mention some of the English books that you approached but never finished?
Game of Thrones, maybe?
Okay, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
How do you come across that recommendation?
I know, it's just like quite so interesting. I mean, the TV series is so fascinating, so it's just, I have to watch the original novel. I mean, like, the reason I did that is not because I wanted to improve or refine my English, it's just like for fun, But at the same time, when I start to read, oh my god, so many difficult words, I don't want to dwell on the dictionary all the time, so just like, give in. I kind of gave in after, I don't know, maybe 1 or 2 months.
How much of it did you grow through?
Maybe 1 or 2 books.
1 or 2 books?
Yeah, 1 or 2 books. But like, at the same time, I didn't really read through the whole book, just like some random chapters inside.
Okay.
Like some really interesting chapters instead of the whole book. So I didn't really go through the whole story.